The University Main System cut its $90 million projected budget deficit for fiscal year 2020 nearly in half. Trustees received an update on the system's financial outlook this morning at their bi-monthly board meeting in Presque Isle. As Jay Field reports, the system has saved $37 million over the past year through a painful mix of layoffs and consolidation of departments and services.
The bulk of the savings, about $21 million, came from cutting jobs. So while the system's financial outlook has improved, Chancellor James Page says the achievement is not something to be celebrated.
Closing the structural budget gap is absolutely essential for the health and well-being of public higher education in Maine. At the same time, however, and as I commented earlier to the trustees, a lot of people lost their jobs. Those were decisions that were very tough to make.
A total of 194 positions were eliminated system-wide in fiscal year 2016, including 51 faculty jobs at the University of Southern Maine. The system has shed more than 600 jobs since 2010. Another $10 million in savings came from cost-cutting at individual campuses and from the One University initiative, which aims to create single HR, IT, procurement, and financial departments for the system and its seven universities. An increase in revenues over the past year, including nearly $3 million in additional dollars from the LePage administration, has also contributed to the savings.
On quite a few of our campuses, we're seeing increased enrollment from out-of-state students.
Ryan Lowe is chief financial officer for the UMaine system. Lowe says the University of Maine at Orno has seen its out-of-state enrollment jump from 19% of the student body in 2010 to 26% today.
37% of their income in class last year was from out-of-state. So we really see that as an area for opportunities.
All savings aside, though, the University of Maine system still faces a roughly $53 million shortfall by the year 2020. System leaders plan to lobby the governor and the legislature for additional funds next year. But more money from the state is just one piece of a complicated puzzle. Another big one is the continued cost savings projected as part of the One University initiative. But some parts of the plan worry Professor Ron Mosley, who teaches business and law at UMaine Machias and is president of Associated Faculties of Maine.
Financial considerations driving academic decisions. That's my major concern.
A team of administrators continues to review academic programs on the seven UMaine campuses in an effort to find opportunities for savings through consolidation and streamlining. Changes under consideration include shared courses and faculty across campuses, short course and certificate programs, and joint or system-wide degrees, such as one MBA for UMaine Orno and the University of Southern Maine. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.